Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to watch any of the IRS whistleblowers' testimony from yesterday, I'm certain that you're as thoroughly disgusted as I am with the Democratic Party and those who decided to use their time not to question, not to legitimately ask things of these two men who came forward probably under great duress, in order to at least get to the bottom of a situation that on the surface looks horrible, to say the least. No, they don't have any interest in that, ladies and gentlemen, and they never really did. You see, last afternoon, it wasn't really in the morning, it wasn't really at night, last afternoon, the Democratic Party truly and honestly revealed themselves for who they are. And let me explain why I say that. If you are actually looking to get to the bottom of something, for instance, do you remember when Justice Kavanaugh was being confirmed and someone came forward to say that he had potentially sexually assaulted them, even though they didn't remember when, they didn't remember where, they didn't remember who was there, might have told some people, but those people said, no, I never heard of such a thing. I still said, this is very sketchy, and it does not sound correct. However, let's hear the person out. Let's hear what they got to say. Because if it turns out that it gets less sketchy and more correct, then, yeah, you don't want somebody serving on the Supreme Court like that. You absolutely don't. So, yeah, let's hear her out. Well, after you heard her out and realized, okay, this is just malarkey, this is just garbage, then you can make the assertion, okay, this was just a political operative. As far as I know, one, possibly both, of these IRS whistleblowers testified yesterday were registered Democrats. I know for sure one was. And they came forward because in their career, which was long, by the way, these were not flunkies that were hired last year. These were people who had served 10, 14, 15 years doing what they're doing. In their careers, they had never seen anything like the stonewalling that was going on in the investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes. Now, I want to make one thing perfectly clear because the Democrats are trying to muddy the water on this. I can't tell you how many Democrats used their time last afternoon to say, Hunter Biden is not elected to any office. Hunter Biden is a private citizen. Hunter Biden has no bearing on the American people. Everybody's treated differently somewhat as far as the options to prosecute. You may prosecute one. You may not prosecute another. That's very commonplace in the United States, depending on the situation. He's not an elected official. He waived no power over them. This is malarkey. Because both of these men testified that when they said, let's see if Joe Biden was actually in the room at the time, that Hunter Biden was trying to extort money from a Chinese dignitary by saying, my dad is sitting right here in the room with me. They said, this is very easy to find out. All we have to do is find out where Joe Biden was. Very common procedure. Can't do it. Was told, no, you will not do it. No, you cannot ask any questions about who the big guy is. See, this is not about Hunter Biden. This is what the Democrats want you to believe. That, oh, Hunter Biden is being persecuted because he is Joe Biden's son. And they're trying to somehow sling some of Hunter Biden's mud on Joe Biden. That is not accurate. That's not what anybody's trying to do. What we are trying to do is get to the bottom of if any of Hunter Biden's alleged activities and tax fraud encompassed the Biden family or Joe Biden specifically when he was in office as vice president or president. And the answer appears to be absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. Joe Biden told the American people, I've never talked to my son ever about his business dealings. We know now beyond one shadow of a doubt that that is an absolute abject lie. That's not up for debate. That's not up for speculation. That is a fact. So there's one lie. Never met with any of his business partners ever. We have video. We have audio. We literally have pictures of him meeting with Hunter Biden's business associates. That is no longer up for debate. That also is a fact. Now, you would think that the Democrats would say, look, we are going to be facing an extremely tough election this year. And if Joe Biden, in any way, shape, or form, is corrupt, we need to know. Yesterday, you got the answer to a very important question. Will Joe Biden actually be running for president of the United States in 2024? And the answer is a resounding, you bet he will. Because this was the Democrats' opportunity to throw him under the bus. This is why I watched it so carefully. Because I realized that if the Democrats start asking really good questions, start saying, look, we want to get to the bottom of this. It does appear that Joe Biden may in some way be compromised, or we want to make sure he's not compromised. Then they're about to throw him under the bus. They're about to say, yeah, we're not running him. It looks like there's some shady deal going on here. We're going to replace him. They didn't do that. It was all hands to the defense yesterday. Every single one of those Democrats jumped on these whistleblowers like they were the scum of the earth. When they have no dog in the fight, there's no reason for them to come forward. None whatsoever. They came forward because they said this is not the way things are supposed to work. FBI and the IRS, it's not the way things are supposed to work. The Democrats don't care about that. They care about maintaining power. So when the Democrats got to ask questions, they didn't ask questions. It was very funny because I said to myself, I wonder how many Democrats it will take before racism is brought up, even though Hunter Biden is white and Joe Biden is white and both of the whistleblowers are white. Wonder how long it is before the word racism will be brought up. How about the second person? Well, if you really want to talk about inequality and justice, how many black people are audited as opposed to white people? Do you know the answer to that question? Are you kidding me? You see, they're trying to distract you, folks. Take any avenue other than the one that leads to Joe Biden is corrupt. Try to swing racism into it. Try to swing political views into it. Try to swing anything you can into it. Divert, 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 because they're caught red-handed. They know they're caught red-handed. You can't get any more obvious this. When two people who have a combined experience of 30-plus years, one of which is a registered Democrat, says, yeah, this is not normal, then you know something's wrong. Did the Democrats taking their time to say, well, let's pick this apart? What exactly did you find? Where exactly were the problems when it came to investigating this? They didn't use their time for that. You know what they used their time for? The whole system is racist, even though we're talking about Hunter Biden. Then another one brought up, oh, well, Donald Trump. I can't tell you how many times the word Donald Trump was used yesterday, as if it's a home base type thing. You know, when you were a kid and you used to play like kickball or whatever, and you'd run to home base, and you'd be like, home base. And that means nobody can touch you. Well, that's what the Democrats think the word Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is a word for whatever. You're caught drunk driving and you happen to be a high-ranking Democratic senator. Donald Trump you're caught giving money to foreign lobbyists or taking money from foreign lobbyists for things that are against the interests of the United States of America, Donald Trump, it's the magic words. So that's the first words that came out of their mouth, every one of them. Did Donald Trump pay his taxes? Did Donald Trump's taxes take 3 years to investigate? Did Donald Trump, didn't Donald Trump appoint this person? Didn't Donald Trump appoint that person? Do you understand what the Democrats are doing when they're saying, well, Donald Trump appointed the person that wouldn't let you investigate? What they're really doing is destroying their own argument. Because they're saying, well, Donald Trump appointed a whole bunch of people who were biased, a whole bunch of people who were out for the Democrats, a whole bunch of people who were breaking the laws and usurping their authority and being fascist. Yet when they're caught red-handed with something and someone covers for them, they say, well, Donald Trump appointed that person. Oh, then he appointed good people, according to you. Because if that's a Donald Trump appointee and Donald Trump is such a fascist, then I guess he'd do what Donald Trump said, correct? So you've destroyed your entire argument. You've destroyed your entire argument by pursuing that line of thinking. By the way, Donald Trump didn't appoint people just based upon, well, you know, you're going to do what I say. That was very obvious. The idea behind this anyway, folks, isn't even so much left or right. The idea behind this is the FBI had become politicized when Donald Trump ran for office. I know there's a lot of people, and also the IRS. We had problems with the IRS before during the Obama administration, but the FBI specifically became weaponized. Because for whatever reason, they feared Donald Trump, and they feared him tremendously. My thought process is because he knew the FBI was corrupt, some of them. And they decided, we're going to get Joe Biden across this finish line any way we can. And when these IRS people came forward and said, we have information, and it's not good, and it does not look good, can we investigate? They were told no. No, you can't. Because that would be the death blow to the Biden campaign, and we can't have that. Well, you don't get that power. That's what we learned yesterday, is there's an unfair playing field here in which the Democrats were allowed to withhold information, withhold investigations, slowball any investigations, and flat out give Hunter Biden slaps on the wrist for things that we'd all be in jail for a long time. Based solely on the fact that his father was running for office and they wanted him to win. See, you can't do that. Because then you're picking winners. You're choosing sides. That's not what you're there for. The proper thing is to say, fine, investigate it. But you better cross every T and dot every I. And if you implicate Joe Biden in any of this, you better make sure you have the goods to back it up, because if you don't, your head is rolling, which is fair. Now, one Democrat did ask the question, in any of your investigations into Hunter Biden, was there any time ever that he clearly said that he was giving, that Joe Biden was involved in these schemes? No, of course not, because they're not that stupid. What do you think, he's going to write that? He used the words, the big guy. Who's the big guy? How come nobody ever asked that question, by the way? See, this is the thing you have to understand about our media. The Democrats say, Joe Biden's not the big guy. Okay. Well, then, could you, as reporters, go to Hunter Biden and say, who's the big guy? You clearly put it in the paper that I have to hold back a certain percentage for the big guy. Please name the big guy. Because everyone thinks it's your dad. And you're destroying his reputation, and you're destroying his campaign, and you're destroying his political office. So as a service to this country and your father, you need to tell us who the big guy is. Did anyone ever do that? No, they did not. Because they know who the big guy is. They know. In a private correspondence, he wrote, I hope you understand that I've been paying everything for this family for a long time, and as your father, I would never do what my father did to me and make me give him a percentage of my income. That doesn't say he's the big guy. Oh, no, we want to see it on papers. We want to see the name Joe Biden on such and such date, I gave Joe Biden 25% of my income from a Chinese spy thing. You're not going to find that. And they know you're not going to find it. Nobody's that dumb, but they ask the question. So, and then they say, I don't want to hear anything except yes or no. So the guy can't say no, but then again, you, of course, you wouldn't find that because no one in their right mind would do that. We have some correspondence about the big guy. Oh, no, you just answer the question yes or no. Is Joe Biden's name on that paper? No. Oh, see, he's innocent. See how that works? It's a deflection. It's like when, you know, somebody catches their spouse cheating and they say, oh, well, I see you've got this, you know, you were here or there. And then they say, well, what about the time you took the car and wrecked it and you said you were just going to the store and it ended up you were going to the pool hall? What the hell does that got to do with anything? We're talking about a totally different thing here. So let's say you think Donald Trump got special treatment in the investigation of his taxes. Fine. Why didn't you open up an investigation into that? Well, you did. And what did you find? You found nothing. Okay. Well, now we're opening up an investigation into Hunter Biden. Why are you still bringing up Donald Trump? They're obsessed. They're obsessed with Donald Trump. Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, Donald Trump this. His name was brought up more times yesterday than Hunter Biden, and it's Hunter Biden's hearing. But I want to be clear about something, since a lot of people are probably misled or they misunderstand. No one on that committee gives one damn about Hunter Biden. If he cheated on his taxes, he cheated on his taxes. A zillion people do. What they're trying to show is there was preferential treatment given to Hunter Biden because they clearly had evidence that Joe would be implicated. So when they say, well, why is this big deal about Hunter? He's just the son, and he's an adult son. He has his dad isn't responsible for him. You're correct. But the reason that this hearing is taking place is because these whistleblowers are saying when we got close to being able to make a connection between Hunter Biden's business dealings and Joe Biden himself, we were told lay off, stop immediately. And when we said, okay, we'll just go back to Hunter, he owes us money, they still said, slow roll this until after the election. They could have done this to Hunter Biden when the election was going on. And if Joe was so innocent, all Joe had to do was get before the first camera and say, I'm very embarrassed that my son did this. But he's an adult. And I love him. He's my son. I'm always going to love him. He made a huge mistake. It's embarrassing. It's sad. And I hope that he can straighten his life out and do better. But I'm sure there's many people in America who have a son or a daughter who doesn't always do the right thing. No matter how much we try to lead them down the right path, they don't do the right thing. So I stick by my son. I love him. What he did was wrong. He'll pay for his, transgressions, and hopefully he'll get his life straight. And everyone in America would have forgiven it. But they didn't do that, folks. You know why they didn't do that? Because they couldn't do that. Because if they tried to do that, the investigation would have clearly led them right back to Joe. You know, Joe, who owns four houses, including the DuPont mansion, on a salary of a senator. Please Google the salary of a senator. Do yourself that favor. And then ask yourself the following questions. Can I afford four houses, including the DuPont estate? Can I afford that? The answer will be no, you cannot. Impossible. Did anyone ever ask him, where's all this money coming from? When these whistleblowers were asked, how much money are we talking about? They're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that the IRS was swindled out of. And this is only the stuff they found. Now, when you get deeper into this, you're going to find that they set up all of these different corporations, all of these different LLCs, to launder the money through. These LLCs don't actually do anything. They're a company in name only. They serve no purpose. But you get a bank account. So the question is, when Hunter Biden said, the Bidens, he didn't say Hunter Biden. He said, the Bidens do a better job of doing what we're asked to do from the chairman, meaning the chairman of China there, than anyone, and you know that. That was an attempt to extort money. You know we'll do what you need us to do, but that money better be there, and it better be there now. He didn't say, I do it better than anyone else. Someone hires me to do a job, and I say, I do that. I don't say, we do that better than anyone else. I say, I do that better than anyone else. So quite obviously, there's more people involved. When Hunter says, well, my dad's sitting right here next to me, was he? I don't know. Maybe Hunter was saying that to try to scare the people who owed him money. But then the question is, if the people who owed him money were scared that Joe was sitting there, then they had to know Joe was involved. Because otherwise they would have said, you mean to tell me you were letting your father in on our business dealings? You mean to tell me your dad knows about all this? Your dad's in a very high-ranking position. He could wreak hell on us. How dare you let your dad in on our private dealings? That's opening us all up to go into prison, right? Wouldn't that be exactly what you'd say? So when these people said nothing, he said, oh, my God, Joe's there. We better come through with the money. That's because they knew he was involved to your childhood. Did you ever, play hooky or you went somewhere you weren't supposed to go, and then you're like, well, my dad said this. You told your dad? Why'd you tell your dad? Now we're all in trouble. He's going to tell my dad or my mom, and then we're all going to get in trouble, right? You're not supposed to tell your dad. That guy didn't say that. When he said, my dad's sitting right here, and you know what he can do. That guy didn't say, why did you involve your father in this? How dare you? You put our entire operation in jeopardy, right? He didn't say that. He just swallowed hard and clenched his ass cheeks and paid the money because he knew Joe Biden was involved from the very beginning. That's the answer. There is no other answer. So these Democrats can try to deflect all they want. They can try to say, yeah, but Donald Trump, yeah, but racism, yeah, but misogynistic tendencies. We don't care. That's not what this is about. This is about the sitting president of the United States of America taking money from foreign lobbyists who do not have the best interests of our country at heart to change policies or make decisions. Basically, it's selling influence. What else did Hunter Biden have to sell? Please tell me. Please tell me what Hunter Biden did for China, not being a politician. You know, the left say he's not a politician. He's not elected to anything. He doesn't run anything. He's powerless. He doesn't have any power. Why are you going after a powerless private citizen? I don't know. Why are they paying a powerless private citizen millions and millions of dollars? Why would the Chinese government do that? Chinese government never came to me. Never once has the Chinese government called me and said, hey, want to make a few million dollars? I've never heard that. Amazing. Just amazing. They called Hunter Biden up out of the clear blue sky. Why? Possibly because his dad was the vice president and had aspirations of running for president? What other reason is there? So all of these damn loudmouth Democrats can sit on their freaking asses and say, but Donald Trump did this, and you're racist, and you're lying, and you're a political operative. They know better. They know they're caught red-handed. Their man is a criminal. They don't care. They don't give one damn. They'll say the same thing about us. Well, how many times was Trump indicted? Yeah, how many times was he unfairly indicted? How many times did you change the laws in order to indict him? You can indict a ham sandwich in this country. I'm going to lay some hard truths on you. And if you think I'm a conspiracy theorist, then fine. You can think I'm a conspiracy theorist. The only problem is I'm running out of conspiracies because all of them have been proven to be correct. Joe Biden did not win this election. You can tell me until you are blue in the face that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. That's bullshit. You know it. I know it. The world knows it. There's no way that that feeble old man who didn't even campaign, stayed in his basement, couldn't draw 35 people when he did do a political rally, got 81 million votes. More than Barack Obama. I don't believe you. In any way, shape, or form, I do not believe you. You got behind him. Whatever you did, whether it was to change the election laws, which we know you did, illegally change the election laws in several key states, which we know you did, or whatever other strings you pulled, you got Joe Biden in office. You clearly knew. Now, I blame the Republicans for this too, however, because the Republicans could clearly take a look at Joe Biden and say, well, that's funny. He's making just over $100,000 a year as a senator, and he owns $3 million mansion. I make over $100,000 a year. My house is not worth anything close to that. And I can't afford another one, I can tell you that. Can barely afford this one. Oh, and all kinds of sports cars. Everything else. Well, the Republicans knew that. Well, the Republicans didn't say anything because half of them's doing the same thing. Oh, we only make $100,000, but we got a $1 million mansion, too. It's funny, you can't do that, huh? This is the problem, folks. This is why they fear Donald Trump, is because Donald Trump's not a politician, and he has more money than all of them. So there's nothing they can really do. They can't tempt him with money. He doesn't need any money. They can't tempt him with fame. He doesn't need it. There's nothing more to bribe or tempt the man with. So he's just going to come out and tell the truth, and unfortunately that truth isn't going to be pretty. Now, did he drain the swamp? No, he didn't, because I don't think he knew anywhere close to how deep the swamp was. He wasn't a politician when he won the presidency. And I think when he got thrown right into the middle of it, he was overwhelmed and said, well, I could drain the swamp or I could fix the country. And right now, fixing the country is a little bit more important. I'll get to the swamp. I think he thought the second term, that's when he was going to get to the swamp. He was beginning to thin the herd when he lost because Joe Biden, out of nowhere, got 81 million votes. A man who can't string four sentences together got 81 million votes because so many people turned out to support him. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic. So now we see that the Democrats are going to run cover for Joe Biden. So Joe Biden is clearly running for president again. And the Democrats are going to get behind him again. As we speak, they're trying to throw Kennedy Jr. under the bus there, calling him every name in the book from anti-Semitic. They're the ones calling somebody anti-Semitic? They better look at their own squad. Oh, when the squad says something anti-Semitic, if you've misunderstood, that's not what they mean. They don't give a damn about who's anti-Semitic. The Democrats are the most anti-Semitic party in the history of the planet. They're also the most racist party in the history of the planet. They're responsible for slavery. They fought as hard as they could to keep it. They're responsible for the Jim Crow laws. It was the Republicans who opposed all that. But now they're going to try to be revisionist historians. And they're going to try to tell you, no. We're for the people. I was looking for just one Democrat yesterday that would say, I'm very concerned about what you're telling me. And while I'm not calling you a liar, and I don't think you are lying, I want to make 100% sure that what you're saying in some way, shape, or form goes back to the president of the United States, because if it doesn't, we're wasting our time here in the hearings because Hunter Biden's a private citizen. And it really doesn't matter whether they prosecuted him or they didn't. Do you feel that this investigation was leading to information that could have been damaging for Joe Biden. And if they said, yeah, that's why we were stopped, then that Democrat needs to say, okay, well, then we need to investigate this. Because he either needs to clear himself or we need to rethink. None of them did. They attacked. See, when someone attacks, usually that means, my grandmother used to have an old saying. She said, if you throw a rock over a fence, the dog that yips is the dog that got hit. And what she meant by that is the one that's yipping the loudest, that's the one that's complaining, that's the one that the rock hit. Well, that's what ends up happening here. These whistleblowers come and say this, and all of a sudden the yipping is being done on the left. That's because they got hit. If they didn't have a dog in the hunt here, they'd say, well, okay, let's get to the bottom of it. What you're saying is very serious, and let's see if we can correct this. Because this could technically happen in reverse, and the Republicans could be the ones who are getting the benefit of this in some future. So if we have a problem in these organizations that sitting presidents or politicians of any kind get special treatment, we're going to have to eradicate this. And if we start with Joe Biden, fine. But that doesn't mean it's going to end with Joe Biden. Maybe we're going to end up saving ourselves the problems of future Republicans being treated with kid gloves. Who knows? Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's fix what's broken. They didn't want to fix what's broken. They wanted to cover up what's broken so they continue to exploit it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said nothing. Except Trump, Trump, Trump. Isn't it true that Trump did this? Isn't it true that Trump did that? These guys are literally sitting there saying, I don't know. What's that got to do with anything? I don't know. I wasn't involved in any Trump case. I have no idea. The Democrats did such good homework that at one point, one of the Democrats literally said, isn't it true that you said in your statement that you went to so-and-so and so-and-so said such and such and such? No, that's not true. No, it's not. Oh, I have it right here. You've been caught in a lie because right here on page 48, it says such and such. The guy says, yeah, you're looking at the wrong testimony. That's the other guy. You're asking me the question. That's him. Oh, that's how much homework they did. Because they didn't care. There was no homework to be done. It was just, how are we going to attack? How are we going to attack? How are we going to discredit these people? Point, one Democrat thought he was so slick, he said, is it true that you have received a horrible backlash for coming out, that you've received death threats, that you've been called horrible names, that you've been accused of being political operatives? And both of them said, yeah, that happened. Well, I want to tell you right now that I think that's just horrible. That should never happen in this country. But having said that, how do you think it feels when the whistleblowers come out about Donald Trump, or we come out and say we have information about Donald Trump and we're called all these names? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Throw the pity party. Throw the pity party. And then another congresswoman, I don't know what her name is, couldn't give a damn about that they're there for an investigation that could involve the President of the United States. Her first percentage of African Americans who are audited as opposed to Caucasian. The guy said, no, I don't, because that's not what I do. Well, I can tell you it's higher. Whatever. What the hell? I mean, that has nothing to do with these hearings. Nothing whatsoever. The vast majority of Democrats use their 5 minutes to filibuster and just yell and scream and holler about Donald Trump. They had no questions to ask because they were afraid of the answer. When they did ask questions, they made sure it was a yes or no question that couldn't be expounded on, such as, is Joe Biden's name specifically mentioned to get money from Hunter Biden? Yes or no? Well, no, but oh, no, I said yes or no. Ah, so you see, my allies over here in the Republican Party are just barking up a crazy tree. He's just admitted that Joe Biden's name isn't on any of these things. He's just admitted that Joe Biden is not implicated in any way. He's clearly, for the record, said no, his name is not on any of these papers. That's misleading the public, because you didn't allow him to expound and say, well, no, his name isn't specifically mentioned, but someone named the big guy is many, many, many times, and the big guy obviously is Joe Biden, because if it wasn't Joe Biden, then we all know who the big guy is by now. And when you're asked a question as simple as, can you tell for sure that Joe Biden was in that room when Hunter Biden made that comment that my dad is sitting right here? No, nobody could, unless you're in the room. The guy on the phone couldn't, that he was talking to, couldn't tell you for sure if Joe Biden's there. No one could, except for Hunter Biden and Joe himself. That's it. But if Joe Biden wasn't there, I can damn sure tell you by now that the left would have come out and said, we can prove where Joe Biden was on that day. We took a look, and we found out that he was in a different country. We found out he was in a different state. We found out he was nowhere near Hunter Biden. Right? That's what they would have done. You've heard silence because he was there. Simple as that. This is what you're dealing with now, folks. You're dealing with a party that no longer cares at all what rules they have to break, what laws they have to break, what organizations they have to take over and weaponize and politicize in order to remain in power. They do not have any morals. They do not have any dignity. They do not have any honor. They do not care. They care about power, complete power. And that's it. They want the government to be all-controlling. Now, the Republicans are not perfect, but the Republicans are much more for the government has to be there to help people to rule their lives. The Democrats want to rule your lives, completely rule your lives. And when they are investigated in any way, shape, or form, they cry like babies. And they ask one-sided questions. It wouldn't even hold up in a court of law. If you were in a court of law and you had a witness said, I saw a 6'2", 240-pound guy with long red hair and a beard and a goatee run out of a bank with a sack full of money, get into a car, which clearly traces back to Marcus Cain, and take off. And he was playing Rob Zombie on the way out. And the defense attorney said, did he shout his name as he was coming out of the bank? Do you know him personally? Did the bank manager himself say, that man is actually Marcus Cain, I know who that is? Yes or no? Well, no. Okay, well, then my client's innocent. All the rest matters not. That's just hearsay. His name's not involved. That's it. That wouldn't hold up in a court of law. They said, what the hell are you talking about? Let the man expound on his answer. Oh, but the Democrats didn't want them to expound on the answer, because if they did, the man would have said, we asked to check the whereabouts of Joe Biden on that day, and we were specifically told no. We asked to bring Hunter Biden in and ask him the question, who was the big guy, and we were told no. Why were you told no? If it isn't Joe Biden, wouldn't that have instantly cleared him? Let me make another analogy. If somebody thinks I robbed the bank and I didn't, and they say, would you give me your whereabouts? I'd be like, absolutely. Would you be willing to come in and make a statement? Absolutely. Oh, we found a guy who was involved in it. Would you take a look at him and see if you know him and vice versa? Absolutely, because it'll clear me. When you say, no, I will not, hell no, absolutely not, that's because you got something to hide. They clearly knew if they brought Hunter Biden in, he would have said, the big guy is my dad. They clearly knew if they traced the whereabouts of Joe Biden on that night, they would have found out he was with his son, because he was. They've been peddling influence for many, 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 many years. Joe Biden was installed as the President of the United States. He was not elected for one purpose. Do as you're told. Do what we want. We'll get you to the promised land of being the President of the United States. From that point forward, you are a figurehead and you do what you're told. Why do you think so many times he looks at the camera and says, I'm going to get in trouble? If I say this, I'll get in trouble. I better not answer that question. I'll get in trouble. You're the President of the United States. Who are you going to get in trouble from? In his senior moments, he has given you the answers to the question. He's not running the country. He's a corrupt old man who spent his years in politics enriching his family. He got away with a, you know, Donald Trump says, as a celebrity, there are always women like waiting at the airports. There's women waiting at the hotels. You could walk right up to them and put your finger in you know where. They don't care. Well, that's right. Ask any rock star. Ask any professional athlete. Ask any actor. There's always going to be women like that. He didn't say he did it. He said you could do it, and you could. You absolutely could. And I got news for you, even lower level than that. You don't need to be Metallica. You don't need to be, Michael Jordan. You don't need to be the President of the United States. You just need a little tiny bit of fame, and you can do that. He didn't say he did it. When someone came forward and said, Joe Biden as a senator clearly sexually molested me, and the day it happened, I called my mom and I called my best friend. Phone records indicate both. Both the mom and the friend said, yes, that's right. I remember when she did that. The mom actually called and tried to get through to the office of Joe Biden and say, this is what he did to my daughter and blah, blah, blah. But she's not credible. She's a liar. Somebody that threatens to blow the whistle on Kavanaugh says, I don't remember when it happened. I don't think anybody saw it happen. I don't even remember what room it happened in. I'm not exactly sure of the date. I'm not exactly sure of the year. Everyone I say was at the party said, I wasn't at any party like that. Oh, she's credible. That's a very credible witness. See how they play the game? It wouldn't have mattered who was whistleblowing. Yesterday, it could have been the very top person from the IRS. They would have said, you've been bought and paid for. You're a political operative, because they don't want the truth to leak. And the truth is Joe Biden is a corrupt president of the United States. Do you understand that China owns most of our farmland? Do you understand that every single day China gets closer to being the top world power and the United States is going to be out of it? Why do you think that China is dealing so much with the United States? China hated Donald Trump. Donald Trump can say, I got along very good with Xi. Well, his idea of getting along very good is he respected me and he feared me and he wasn't going to screw with me. Joe Biden's idea of getting along is he keeps paying me big money and he can do whatever the F he wants. Simple as that. As the vice president, here's something. How come when he was the vice president, all these checks are coming into Hunter Biden from Romania, from the Ukraine, from all countries, none from France, none from the UK, none from friendly countries? How come? How come none of them are friendly countries? And then the minute he's not the vice president, no more checks. Oh, that's interesting, huh? So in other words, Hunter Biden's usefulness ended the moment Joe Biden was no longer vice president and did not pick up again until he became president. How come the checks started when Joe Biden was vice president, ended when he wasn't, and then picked up again when he was president? How come? I mean, a blind man can figure that out. This is not rocket science, folks. How come it's only from China and Romania and the Ukraine, huh? How come it's not from France and England and Germany? How come? Let me go to Tom in New York, by the way, folks. Tom has his own show, which is Don't Get Me Started, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's every Wednesday at 6:30 if you want to check it out. Tom, what have I said that's wrong here?
Hey, man, thank you for the plug. You have not said anything that's wrong, and the questioning yesterday was, what's the word I'm looking for? Irrelevant. If this was in a court of law, is actually in a court of law, there would have been objections by the opposition, a lot of them. And the questioning would have gone on a lot longer, or say, you know, or turn to, I have no further questions, because everything they asked was clearly irrelevant, and their and their when they try to expand, they just bring up Donald Trump. What difference does it make what Donald Trump did or didn't do? It's not about Donald Trump. Here's the situation, my friend. Clearly, Joe is the big guy. Clearly, the big guy had a lot to do with his son's business dealings overseas. He lied. He was caught. The Democrats still carry the water. The mainstream media still carries the water. And they expect everybody to believe what they say as the gospel. Nobody believes it except for the people who watch CNN and MSNBC, which I like to affectionately call the Trump haters. That is the only reason they have an audience, is because they have a common enemy, Donald Trump. That's it. If it wasn't for
The thing that's annoying is there wasn't really even any questions. I mean, if I'm in a court of law, which I realize this isn't a court of law, but you're supposed to be asking questions to get to the bottom of something. Instead, if I say, okay, I'd like to cross-examine the witness. You say that my client was drunk driving. Let me ask you a question. How many people are murdered every year in Chicago? How come you're not going after those people? Don't answer. I'm not done. Do you understand how many people are flooding the borders of the United States at this moment? Oh, do they drunk drive? You think maybe some of them might be drinking and driving? How many are going after those people? You know what the judge would say? This is irrelevant. What the hell are you doing? You got a question? Ask a question. If you don't have a question, you're not just going to stand up here an indefinite amount of time and filibuster. That's exactly what the Democrats did. They had no questions because they feared the answers. And the few questions they had, they made sure that they told the person ahead of time, this is a yes or no question. Have you ever stopped beating your wife? Well, what are you supposed to say, yes or no? No, I haven't. You beat your wife then. Oh, yes, I have. Oh, you used to be a wife beater, did you? This is the problem. This is how the Democrats operate. Oh, is Joe Biden's name on that? Clearly on that? Any files you have? Yes or no? Well, of course it's no. What do you think? They're going to do that? Yeah, I'm laundering money through 5 or 6 or 7 LLCs, but I'm going to put Joe's name on. Holy mackerel. They know the answer to that question is of course not. No one would do that. I don't care how much crack you smoke. Now, there was an interesting moment in last night's yesterday afternoon's hearings, in which Marjorie Taylor Greene, after saying, if you have children in the room, yeah, put them away, put up some billboards of Hunter Biden doing some very nasty things to hookers. There's the president's son in all of his glory, bare naked, as he can be, on national television. They blurted out. And she's saying, is it not true that he wrote off business expenses and they were hookers? Yeah. The guy says, yeah, that's what we found. He said he was belonging to a fitness club and it was really a sex club. He says that he flew down on business with someone or whatever, and it turns out that or Joe Biden flew down, and it's going to be Joe Biden who stayed there and said it was him. Yeah, he's using his dad again. So it's just ridiculous. You see, the issue with the Democrats is this. We have two basic types of Democrats, and I'm not saying every one of them. There are some Democrats who are still reasonably honest. Reasonably honest. But the overwhelming amount of Democrats now fall into two categories. The political Democrats, who will do anything they can to stay in power, they are not stupid. Do not mistake them for stupid. They think you're stupid. Okay? If you're told a lie by someone, if you say to someone, hey, man, how come you didn't come pick me up when you said you were supposed to? And they say, well, a UFO came down and abducted me, and I had to fight him off, and then I fell in a swamp, and an alligator tried to eat me, but I fought it off, and then I, by that time I was so exhausted I fell asleep. When I woke up, I was in my own bed, and I forgot that we had plans. If you say, okay, well, that's reasonable. Okay, well, then they think you're stupid. No one would give you that excuse unless they think you're stupid enough to swallow it. They're not the ones that's stupid. They think you're stupid. So when those people ask the question, is Joe Biden's name on anything, they think you're stupid. They know very clearly Joe Biden's name would never be on that if they embezzled all the money in the God's green earth. His name would never be on any document. They know that. They think you don't. They think you're so stupid that you're sitting there watching it saying, by God, Joe Biden's name wasn't on anything here. He's not responsible for what his adult son does. Thought Joe Biden's name was supposed to be on some of this. Oh, come on. Everybody knows. Why do you think they call him the big guy? How come everybody else's name was on there? I need money for so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, and the big guy. How come the big guy doesn't have a name? How come the big guy is not identifiable as Jack or Joe or Jim or Larry, huh? How come? Because you don't dare put that person's name down because he's the Vice President of the United States of America or the President of the United States of America, depending on the time. That's the only reason you call somebody the big guy. Otherwise, you'd just say his name. You said everybody else's name. They think you're stupid. They think you can't figure that out because I'm telling you as God as my witness, and it's not just Democrats, some Republicans too, think you are stupid. They think we're smart, we're educated, we're the power brokers of the world, and the unwashed masses that pick their noses and go shop at Walmart and watch television 90% of the day on reruns of old television shows and drink beer and hang out in the park. They're too stupid. Whatever we tell them, they'll believe. They're not going to know this. They're not going to know that. Here's the problem. I grew up believing. I was raised to believe that the people who ran this country were the smartest of the smart, the most educated of the educated, the people who devoted their entire lives to learning and understanding how this country works. And historians who understood that you don't repeat history and you have to do certain things to ensure our safety. That's what I grew up believing. I'm telling you now that the vast majority of the politicians we have in office are as dumb as a box of rocks. They are not as intelligent as you. They are not as intelligent as me. They are not as intelligent as about 90% of the people walking around on this planet. They're grifters who was able to get a cushy job, and all they want to do is shoot their mouth off and pretend they're smart. They're not smart. That's where the danger is in this country. When you start to have people running this country who think they're smarter than you, and in fact they're way, way, way less smart than you, then you catch them all the time in this nonsense. And when you catch them, their only rebuttal is, well, you must be homophobic, you must be racist, you must be misogynistic, you must be whatever. Whatever race I am, whatever sexuality I am, if you question me, you must be phobic of that. Because you can't possibly be right, and I'm wrong. That's not the way it works. I run things around here. That's just the way it is, folks. I don't want to burst your bubble, but these people are not smart. If you think people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is smart, she's not smart. She's as dumb as a box of rocks. Now, some of these Democrats, the higher-ranking ones, they're very smart. But they're smart in a different way. They're smart in a devious way. They clearly understand their mission. They just need a bunch of useful idiots to carry it out. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, useful idiot. Eric Swalwell, useful idiot. But when you get up to the higher chain, all these people are brilliant. They got their plan. They understand what they're doing. They are the smartest of the smart. They just want to fundamentally change this country so that they completely control it. and whatever useful idiot like Joe Biden that they can get to do their bidding, that's just more power to them. If you caught Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when's the last time you've seen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez do a debate? Never. Because if you caught her in a debate, she couldn't defend herself in any way, shape, or form. She has no idea what she's talking about. She gets her talking points from papers that are written by other people to tell them, this is what you ask, this is what you say, this is what you do. Same way with Joe Biden and his papers, right? This is who you call on. This is the response to the question. This is what you do. They are puppets. They are puppets of the puppet masters. The puppet masters are smart. The puppets are not. Yesterday was an affirmation that Joe Biden is, in fact, going to run for president, and the Democratic Party will try to get him across the finish line one more time. Now, they're not stupid. They're going to have somebody waiting in the wings. They're probably going to ex-Kamala Harris out of it. They don't want her to be vice president anymore because they don't think Joe Biden's going to survive four more years, and they want a vice president who will do their bidding, and she's too stupid. So they're going to try the best they can to ex her out of there somehow. But I firmly believe now, and I firmly believe Joe Biden will be running, because if he was not running, yesterday would have been the perfect opportunity for the Democrats to toss him under the bus and say, given this new information that we have found out, we are going to be so honorable and moral as to say Joe Biden should not run for office and we will not support him. We are going to find a new candidate. That's what they would have done in their sneakiness if they didn't want Joe. They want Joe. In the chat room, they're saying, can you kick an African-American woman out? Yeah, if you replace her with another one. Watch out for Michelle Obama. Watch out for that. Anyway, folks, if you had any doubt in your mind that the Democrats are running cover and running scared from obvious years and years of corruption in the Biden family, do yourself a favor. Watch a little bit of that testimony back. And you will see for yourself these Democrats literally running like cockroaches when you click on the light to try to divert the attention away from anything, whether it be inequality in the races in crime, whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be gun control, whatever they could do to try to divert the situation, they tried. Maybe it worked for some people. It sure as hell didn't work for me. Now we clearly understand that they will condone any behavior as long as it results in them staying in power. And if that's who you want in office, God help us all.